So what happens when you drop the I love you first and your partner doesn't say it back? Thanks.
Thank you.
This is group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lori says, I've been with my boyfriend for about 9 months.
9 months.
He really is someone I feel love for.
Mm.
We live about a half hour from each other. Don't see each other but a couple of times a week.
Mm-hmm.
When I see him, he's extremely loving and supportive, mm-hmm. even when I'm being dramatic.
Okay.
Don't really know what that means.
That's a fun little anecdotal statement to say.
Sounds like that he deals with it well.
All right.
I recently told him I loved him, and he said he wasn't ready to say it back.
Okay.
However, when he dropped me off, he didn't act awkward. He kissed me and said he'll call me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think because he didn't say it back to me. So, any thoughts?
It sounds like he knows how to communicate. Hang on to him.
Okay.
He's all a guy right, who knows. He knows how to communicate.
Okay. And again, he didn't get weird and didn't act standoffish.
Right.
So that's a good sign.
I was going to say, don't see it as a red flag. I would just continue on, and when he's ready, then he'll say it.
Yeah, maybe he's just a little more cautious and wants to make sure because
maybe his heart has been broken.
That's going to be it. Well, yeah, maybe he thinks, you know, when I say that, I'm going to mean forever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people, there are phases in your life people come in and out of, I'm sure. And he is, yeah, probably
guarding.
But
when you're looking for your person, you're not thinking, until the seasons change. You're thinking, who's the person I want to spend the rest of my life with?
Sure, he's guarding those words for someone special.
Exactly. And maybe he just wants to make sure that you guys are going to go the distance forever and forever.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean, Lori, that you're not the one.
Yeah, and that he's never going to get there.
Right.
So I guess then the question becomes, okay, how long do we wait? What's going to be that magical finish line in his brain that helps him decide, okay, she is indeed my person?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been 9 months. So, yeah. I mean,
I guess Lori's got to decide that for herself.
Yeah.
All right. How long do you wait until you figure out he's never going to get there or.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, Lori, this is a reason for you to break up.
No,
not at all. Ashley texts in and says, me and my husband used to say L-cove.
L-cove?
L-I-K-O-V-E. Like of?
Okay.
I like of you. I like of you.
Okay. I like that.
Maybe you could say that. Who knows? But yeah. Okay. So if you've got a story about being in that situation where you said it or, your partner said it to you and you weren't ready to say it back and you have some words for Lori, that would be helpful.
Christian says there's a small chance he's a secret agent using a relationship with you to accomplish his mission. Christian, I'm not sure if that's where we hang our hat on this one.
No, let's go with that.
No.
Let's go with that. That sounds fun. All right, 502-795-1997. You can text or you can voice note and send it in via text or call in with your story.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yes, that coming up. Saying those three little words, I love you, to a partner of yours. It's 99.7 DJX. Especially for the first time can be.
Yes.
Oh, that can be stressful.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And of course, you're always hoping that you hear it back in that moment. But then if you don't, and then, okay, so what do? You panic? Are they never going to get there? Oh, we're not on the same page. And it's a deal breaker. Lori's kind of trying to figure that out because she crossed that line with her boyfriend of 9 months, and he says he's not ready yet, but didn't act weird. So that's a good part.
Okay. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show, not a real doctor, but calls our show with the love advice. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Has this happened to you? Did you drop the I love you to someone who didn't say it back or vice versa?
It has happened to me. I've been in a two-year relationship with a woman that I dropped it first about 6 months in, 7 months in. She eventually dropped it later. But what this young lady's got to do is she's got to relax. everybody's different and everybody's timeline is different. Just because I think you should say it within a year or a year and a half doesn't mean somebody, you know, can't say it in 6 months.
Right.
Everybody's different. She needs to relax about this. If it continues to give her problems, then you know, 6 months from now, have a conversation.
Andrew, the love doctor, we have already got a glimpse of what type of person she may be when she said, even when I'm being dramatic. So,
I wondered if you were going to use that line against her.
It sounds like maybe she gets
worked
up. She
knows she can be much at some point.
But she recognizes that. She gets it.
But here's the thing, guys. What you talked about earlier, though, Ben, is spot on. As long as he's communicating and is not giving any weird vibes when she says it, she has nothing to worry about what she's doing. And just let it happen. Let it flow.
Once we toss it out there, we're not saying it again until he's ready, right?
No. If you feel it, say it.
There you go.
If you feel it, say it. Because what happens is if you don't say it, and then something happens, you might regret it down the road that you didn't say it or say it more. If you feel it, you said it once, say it again.
That's right. Andrew, the love doctor, I've lived my life if it feels right, do it. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you so much for checking in.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Keep on loving.
All right, see ya.
Everybody in the comments on Facebook is basically saying, you know, just let it go. He's not ready. He's not showing any signs of being upset. He still wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't make a big scene. You might push him away. If you push it any further, just let him get there in his own time.
Now, Amy texted in and said, I told her not to say it because I knew it was coming. Oh, that's always awkward when you know kind of it's coming. She did it anyways, and I didn't say it back for about a week. An awkward week later, said I was feeling it, but it was so fast, I didn't want to admit it. I think that she felt the same feeling. So, all right.
And then, of course, Trina is rolling in with her very Trina advice. Don't say it at all. Remain cold-hearted. Can't get hurt.
So Trina has texted our show quite a bit, and I lovingly have said Trina has lived a lot of life, has been ridden hard and put away wet, and that's great. We love that about Trina. Thank you, Trina. Amber,
so on brand for Trina. I love it.
Amber rolls in with a voice note.
I said it first for my now partner, and I felt totally awkward, but I stuck it out, and he told me about 4 or 5 months later, and the most random time, we were on a cruise, laying in bed together, had just had a fight, and says, love you.
Oh, that's it?
But now we've been together for 2 years and live together, so it's okay. It worked out.
It just had a fight. It was like, you know what? I love this chick. I like her. She's something special.
That's great. Well, and then, like I think Julie pointed out on Facebook comments, when he does say it, you know he's going to mean it. And that'll make it even more special.
Now, I don't know what to think about this text from Alexis, who said, it pains me to agree with Ben.
Oh. A little jab there.
It pains me to agree with Ben. She said, but at least he communicated and he didn't get awkward.
Right.
Yeah. Some people just need a little extra time.
Yeah, if he acted kind of, if the vibe completely changed, if it felt like the air was sucked out of the room when, you know, with that, his reaction after you said it, then I think it would be different.
Yeah.
As in, you're getting an indication he's panicking because he knows he's not there and is never going to get there.
That's a dude who knows his feelings, knows how to communicate his feelings, and didn't make it awkward afterward, still is acting loving towards you even after you said, I love you. And he was like, okay, thanks. And, you know, that doesn't mean he'll never get there, but, you know, it may be coming sooner than you think. Who knows?
He may have been burned in the past and he's just being more cautious this time. Just wants to make sure he's not going to get hurt and this is going to be the real deal.
All right. So good luck.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
Be patient. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, it'll be worth it in the end. All right. Thanks. That is Group Therapy.